This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. Going to talk a little Wizards hoops, a little NBA hoops. The head coach of your Washington Wizards, Brian Keefe, powered by Verizon, joins us right now. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, guys.
Hello, Coach. Good morning.
Coach, you know, we were just wondering, the Four Nation deal, whatever they did in the NHL. Drew a lot of attention. A lot of tension there, USA-Canada last night. I know you're busy. Probably didn't catch much of it, but are you aware of it? And because we're wondering, what can the NBA do to make their sort of all-star situation better?
Great question. I was aware of it. I did not watch it. The Bucks were playing last night, and we play them tonight, so I was watching that game. But
gotcha.
I am a hockey fan. I grew up in the Northeast, so I like hockey. The bean pot was a big thing.
Right. So are you a Bruins guy coming from that region of the world? Have you switched allegiances now that you share a building with the Washington Capitals? Where do your rooting interests lie?
Oh no, I'm a Caps fan. Come on.
Oh, very good.
Good answer.
That's easy.
Good answer, Coach.
I'd like to hear that. That's
I mean, his checks are signed by Ted Leonsis, aren't they?
Last time I checked. Yes.
But Coach, what can the NBA do? I mean, maybe you could do like an international or U.S. thing. I don't know if it certainly won't draw the same attention or the same passion when you're playing singularly for your own country. I don't know. What do you think they could do?
It's a great question. I know they're trying to. Bunch of different things the last few years with the All-Star game. Some people have said, the world versus the U.S.
Yeah.
Maybe that's something interesting.
Yeah.
A lot of great international players, obviously. I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer to that is.
Right.
So Coach Keefe, you kind of have a different team here post All-Star break than what you had before. Lot of trades. You lose guys like Kyle Kuzma, who you're going to see again tonight. What did Kyle Kuzma mean to you as a player? During your tenure as head coach and with Kuzma on the roster?
Great. I had a long relationship with him. I coached him when he was drafted with the Lakers, so I'd known him for a very long time. So it was fun for me because I got to see him as a young person coming into the league and then saw his game develop and then what he turned into here obviously was a pretty high performer for us. But it was also a lot of stuff off the court. This guy had done tremendous, as you guys know, like a lot of stuff in the community. And just watching him mature as a person, so I have a deep personal connection with him just because of knowing him so long. So he will be missed. I wish him well. Not too well tonight, but it was a joy to coach him because I knew him for so long.
So you're going to have a couple of vets now that you're going to be coaching in Marcus Smart and Chris Middleton. When should we expect to see him? Are we going to see him against the Bucks? When are they going to be on the court, and how do you see them fitting in?
We'll see them soon. I can't reveal quite yet all of that, but soon. They've been great. Really have enjoyed getting to know them the short time that they've been with us. But, obviously these are guys who are really accomplished guys in the league. Really looking forward to building relationship with them and then integrating them into the things that we're doing. But they've been really terrific so far, working hard, fitting in with their teammates. So we're excited to have them.
Is it hard to blend those guys in with so much, you know, playoff experience and, you know, postseason expectations, et cetera, when this team is in it sort of in a different stage?
I think that can be at times, but the one thing I know about both these guys, and this speaks to who they are, they're really high character guys. You know, it's always a shock when you get traded midseason on for everybody, so there's obviously, you know, you're dealing with family and moving things and stuff like that, but the energy they've brought in here, they're workers, they love the game, so they fit in with the guys that we already have. They're very similar in terms of their makeup and what they're about. So I think we'll, you know, they'll take a little bit of time, but I think they're excited to be here and press forward and finish off the year well.
So, Coach Keefe, in your last seven, you got a three-game win streak and a four-game losing streak there in those seven games. During those three-game win streak, you allowed 106 points per game on defense. During the four-game losing streak, 131 points per game in that four-game losing streak. Do you walk into the locker room and say, fellas, like, let's get back to allowing 106, 110 points per game. Those are winnable games. When we're allowing 130-plus, not so winnable.
Yeah, our offense has really had improved in this month. We have, like you said, that first three-game stretch, the defense was there. We were inconsistent, to say the least, the last four games. We had some good halves, some bad second halves, and some of that stuff. But, you know, those are the things we're going to focus on going forward. We've played pretty good basketball this month in February. I like the way that we're growing, but obviously defense is going to be at the top of our list.
You know, one of the guys who I think has always been good, but in the month of February, it seems like he's been absolute instant offense, is Corey Kispert. What's the ceiling on Kispert? He's been mostly a bench player throughout his career so far. Not that he's had this super long career. He's still 25 years old. But Kispert, man, sometimes he just comes in and is instant offense.
Yeah, he's been terrific. He's obviously played really well, but, you know, for us here of late. But he's kind of he really can drive our offense in a lot of ways. Obviously, everybody sees the shot making, the three-point shooting, but he's also a really good finisher, a good driver, a good cutter. He's got a really unique skill set on the offensive end. He obviously creates a lot of gravity for attention because of his shooting, but a lot of it's his movement. And he's a great mover, he's a really great conditioned athlete, and he's kind of rounded into shape here right at the right time for us.
If you had just a three-point contest, you know, the NBA All-Star game, they have the three-point shootout, and it was Kispert, Poole, and I don't know who else you want to throw in, who's going to win that on the team?
We got some pretty good guys. Poole, Kispert, good now. Chris Middleton. We got some guys who can really shoot here. That's a good one. I'm not sure. I can't pick that one. That would get me in trouble with my own guys. So those three guys were pretty good, though.
He has an answer. He just doesn't want to give it up.
I would choose myself. I think I could beat all three of them myself. 20 years
ago. Nice. It's possible.
Hey, are you surprised that Alex Saar is – He's shooting a good amount of three-pointers. Did you know that was fully in his repertoire when he was drafted by the Wizards? That, I mean, of course you want him to improve the percentage, but he launches a decent number of three-pointers.
Yeah, that was something that we thought he could do when we were in the draft process, and then once we got a chance to work on him through the summer and then the early part of the season, like, that was one of the things we wanted him to develop, because I think over time, and, you know, we're building something that's going to be sustainable and, you know, high level in a few years here, that we wanted him to be able to stretch the floor. He's got a unique skill set of being able to handle the ball, push the ball off in the break off rebounding, and then, you know, him being able to stretch the floor with his shooting, which, you know, he obviously had a really good month of December, but when he shot, I think, in the mid-40s, but that's going to allow him to play make, spread the court for his teammates. You know, his game is evolving as we see it. So, like, we wanted him to be aggressive with his shooting. When they're open, take him.
Coach, I don't know if we had a chance to talk to you about AJ, one of the guys you guys picked up. I think he's like 18 or 19 years old, too. Tell us about his game.
Dynamic athlete. you know, really athletic, getting into the paint. You've seen probably some of his highlights already. He's got a couple big-time finishes, dunks for us. He's got a good feel for the game, and he kind of fits the guys that we like. He's a basketball guy. He's into it. He's into working on his craft, his game. I've been really happy with him so far, and we're continue to, you know, work with him the rest of the year and going into the summer. But we've liked what we've had from him, and we like his attitude about the game.
Coach, he has a problem I've never had. He's way too skinny. Like, yeah. How do you add a little meat to the bones?
He's
at this
listed
point?
At 6'5", 160.
Oh my God!
Yeah, he's a young kid. So, like, you know, he's not 18, 19 years old. He's growing, developing. You know, he's already into the nutrition here, our development program, hitting the weights. So, like, that's the stuff that's great. That stuff will take care of itself as he matures over time. But he's putting the work in. And that's the stuff we love about him.
Coach Keefe, I know you have a meeting coming up, but you realize me and Cakes are going to the game tonight. Cakes is undefeated at your games this year.
I'm the good luck charm, again.
You beat the Nuggets with Cakes in attendance, beat the Hornets. Yeah. Are those the only two?
Hornets, those are the two.
Okay, it's two.
All right.
There's a dub incoming tonight, Coach. Not to jinx things, but I feel good.
Well, as I told you guys the last time, it should be mandatory that you're not at all the games. So. I know some people. We can take care of you, right?
Nice.
I
mean,
if you guys beat the Bucks tonight, I'm going to ask for like a sweatsuit and a quarter zip, and I'm going to sit behind you with a clipboard. I'm not going to say anything or do anything, but I'll just act the part.
And you could say, hey, see Giannis? Guard him.
Yeah. No, I'm just asking for appearance fee.
Well, I mean, sure. I guess I could do
that.
That'd be great. All right, Coach, we know you got to run. Thanks for the time, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. See you tonight.
All right, that's head coach Brian Keefe. He's powered by Verizon.
Yeah, that kid, A.J. Johnson, it's funny because I wanted to ask him about that, and you beat me to the punch. 160 pounds, 6'5".
I mean, he's going to lift a lot of weights, and he's going to drink a lot of protein shakes, I would think, is the first and foremost.
But he can fly.
Oh, we saw him in his debut where he dunked into some dude's face. I can't remember which game it was. He's a high flyer.
Oh, no, he's definitely.
But he's butt skinny.
He's definitely an athlete. Yeah. Jumps out at you when you see him.
I'm just thinking, I've been under 160 a few times, like for my boxing match. Yeah. For the marathon, but both times I worked my ass off, and I'm only 5'8", 5'9".
I literally think the last time I weighed 160 pounds, I was probably...
Eighth grade?
Maybe a sophomore in high school. Maybe a freshman in high school. It's been quite a while.
I like skinny guys like that, though, because means they're a little bit more athletic than me for some reason.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
More athletic than you? Is that what you said?
No, more athletic to me.
Okay.
To me.
I was going to say, I hope he's more athletic than you.
Oh, yeah, that's not even close. Yeah. I can barely touch my toes.
All right, got to take a break if you want to chime in. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.